This is episode number 2280 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 25th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The rumors are now confirmed.
Yes.
Sly Stallone, his wife, Jennifer Flavin. Has filed for the Big D.
The Big D. Oh, man, I didn't realize her last name was Flavin. Now I get to laugh
Flavin
and joke
the
about
Maven.
The Flavin and the Maven yeah. from The Simpsons. Oh, my God.
Oh, I was thinking Two and a Half Men.
Is it Two and a Half Men? Flavin and the Maven? Well, no, Flavin the Maven is the character on The Simpsons. Yeah, he's the Jerry Lewis Nutty Professor knockoff.
Right.
Yeah. The Flavin and the Maven.
Well, Alan did that one time. In
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, but he stole it from The Simpsons. I'm sorry. So anyway, Sylvester Stallone is on the market at what age? 76? He's a catch, girls. He's a catch.
You sound jealous.
He's got daughters that are older than you.
Former model Jennifer filed paperwork to dissolve her 25-year marriage.
Wow.
I didn't realize it had been 25 years.
She's been with him half her freaking life. That's crazy.
Yeah,
not half of his, but
no,
half of hers.
August 19th was the file date in Palm Beach County, Florida.
Oh, they live in Florida.
All the good stuff happens in Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
He addressed the news Wednesday, telling TMZ, I love my family.
No, good luck with you trying that one.
I can't do it. Can you do a slide, someone?
Duh. Yo, Adrian. That's it.
That's it.
That's all I got.
Okay. We're amicably and privately addressing these personal issues. And so he made, Sylvester Stallone, he made headlines for covering a large tattoo of his spouse's face on his shoulder. He replaced the tribute with ink of Butkus.
Oh, yeah.
The famous bull mastiff from the Rocky movie.
Now, see, that's been the rumors that I've been reading for a week.
Yeah.
It's like, why did he cover his wife's face on his tattoo? I mean, put two and two together. You know what? They're divorcing. Yeah. And then, of course, this official notice. So, not a surprise, maybe. Anyway, I love Butkus.
Well,
Butkus was the dumbest looking dog there ever was. Hey, Butkus. Come on, buddy.
Well, the tattoo artist, Zach Perez, he showed the cover-up.
Tat.
Yeah.
Cover-up tat.
On August 16th.
Oh, see, this is the thing. That's what people have been talking about, and Sly's not really responded yet until yesterday, obviously. But, hey, you know what? Whatever irreconcilable differences, it happens. It's a Hollywood kind of marriage. She's a model. He's Rocky, and Rambo, and whatever else he wants to play. He's coming up in a movie where it looks like he is immortal.
Rocky. I love the Rocky franchise. And the first time I saw First Blood,
Rambo First Blood. Yeah, yeah.
It was, thank God it was in a theater, because it was, I thought, oh, jeez, it's awesome. Loved it. I loved it.
And then you found out what an absolute tool he is in real life. There you go.
I have to try to keep the actor.
You almost
and
do, don't
the
you?
The person separate.
It ruins it. It totally ruins it.
It can ruin it.
Yeah. And the fantasies later in life.
And then there's some I can't do that with, like, Kristen Stewart. Can't do it.
What kind of fantasies do you have?
Ah,
there you go.
Well, old Kimmy.
Old Kimmy. Back in the news.
She's ready to dive in and skim the dating pool. Skim, get it?
I get it. Skim. Yeah, okay, I got it.
A few weeks after the news broke that Kim and Pete have called it quits, a source tells us that Kim says she's ready to begin dating again.
Uh-oh.
And asking who she should date next.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. I'm ready. Reportedly, Kim's expressed that she's ready to date someone older.
Older than Pete?
Well,
I mean, that's probably not a stretch.
Probably not.
Not a stretch.
But it has to be the right person who understands her life.
Her life. Because, she's the one, the only.
And has to put up with Kanye.
And also has to put up with being the butt of everything on television.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, Pete is not out of this, by the way.
You don't think so?
No, the next season of Kardashians, he's going to be featured in a few episodes. So that's
that
like
is true.
Living, reliving, and rehashing the pain and the agony. I mean, poor Pete. I feel so sorry for Pete that he's got to see his life unfold on television again.
Don't feel sorry for Pete Davidson.
No, that's true.
No,
he was tapping that. Okay.
No. So Kim enjoys dating, and she's definitely open to putting herself out there. Again, that's what sources say.
Well, and good for her, because, you know, you go, girl.
The person will have to be vetted. You know that.
Well, I thought that Pete was kind of vetted before they said okay. He had to go to Momager's for Christmas. Remember that? I mean, you know, so.
Well, be on the lookout. Soon we'll hear this, that Kim has named another guy. She's DTF.
She's down to F. Oh, yeah, baby. Well.
Meow.
Meow. I mean, you know, I do feel sorry for Pete that he's going to have to put up with the, you know, whatever, the stigma. The stigma, that's what it is. It's a stigma, right?
I'm telling you. Is this a guy thing? You're like all banding together?
Well, no, it's not about banding together. Well,
There's
we kind of are.
Sympathy for Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I feel a little sympathetic for him.
Really?
He had to put up with the Kanye crap.
Not the whole time.
Yeah, but that was quite a bit of crap.
And there was also vacations.
Well, yeah, but it's not like he needs...
And the sex.
And there's that. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. He was tapping that. But at the end of the day, I mean, he still ends up brokenhearted or whatever, and now he's got to move on to the rest of his life, or... I don't know. I think it was her that broke up with him.
What the frick? What the frick?
Well, I'm just saying. No? What? I mean, how do you see this? He just walked out on her? I don't think so.
I'm going to guess it was probably somewhat mutual.
Okay, fine. Mutual. But you know what? When you're on that other side of that mutual coin and you're like, oh, I'm lonely. It's Saturday night and I can't hang with Scott Disick anymore. What am I going to do?
Well, first off, he can still hang with Lord Scott if he wants to.
No, he can't. No, that's not happening. All right, we're out of time. With our apologies
Another
to Halle
notch
Berry.
In the belt.
Yeah.
Thing, bed
More
post.
Who cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
Jeepers. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.